News this up. This is SRN News. French farmers are threatening to take their tractor protest to the heart of the European Union and impose a blockade on Brussels, as they've done in Paris, in opposition to the green agenda favored by globalists. The EU continues to impose massive environmental regulations on agriculture, while at the same time allowing food produced cheaper in other parts of the world without such stringent standards to freely flow into Europe, undercutting local farmers. The Belgian Prime Minister says European farmers are protesting for understandable reasons.
As you have seen, there is a major farmers' protest in Brussels. We need to be able to discuss in the Council on this topic, because the concerns that they have are partly legitimate. The climate transition is a key priority for our societies. We need to make sure that our farmers can be a partner in this.
Farmer uprisings have already seen political success in Europe, notably in the Netherlands. Currently, there are protest movements in France, Germany, Poland, and Romania. Also at SRNnews.com, an asteroid the size of a skyscraper is about to buzz Earth.
First things first, it'll pass within 1.7 million miles of Earth. But that's seven times the distance from the Earth to the Moon, and there's no chance of it hitting us. Designated 2008 OS-7, NASA estimates it's between 690 and 1,575 feet across, so similar in size to the Empire State Building. It's just one of several asteroids making approaches in the coming days. Three much smaller ones, no more than 10 yards across, on Friday, followed by another two on Saturday. And on Sunday, an asteroid roughly half the size of 2008 OS-7. I'm Ben Thomas.
This is SRN News. Religious Americans are more civically engaged.
According to the latest from the Pew Research Center, people who follow a particular faith are more likely to be active in the life of their community and country than are those people who define themselves as non-religious. 51% of religiously affiliated Americans voted in the 2022 midterms versus 39% of the non-affiliated. People of faith are also more likely to have attended a government meeting or volunteered their time. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Well, Budweiser's bringing back the Clydesdales this year in the Super Bowl ad. It's all part of an effort by Anheuser-Busch to win back consumer sentiment following last year's disastrous Bud Light campaign involving a guy who acts like a woman. The backlash cost millions in sales, knocked Bud Light out as America's top beer, and prompted the firing of three company executives. Super Bowl ads cost $7 million for 30 seconds. This is SRN News. Good news for home shoppers.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage fell this week to 6.63%. That's down from a six-week high of 6.69% a week ago. When mortgage rates fall, it helps lower the cost of financing a home purchase, increasing how much home buyers can afford. Home loan borrowing costs have been mostly coming down since late October, when the average rate climbed to its highest level since 2000. Still, the rate remains sharply higher than just 2 years ago, when it was around 3.6%. Many economists are forecasting that rates will continue to drop this year. I'm Alex Vega.
Utah becomes the latest state to prohibit diversity training, hiring, and inclusion programs at universities and in state government. The measure, signed into law by Republican Governor Spencer Cox, passed the State House and Senate by wide majorities. More details at SRNnews.com.